not both embrace the big lie and embrace the Constitution. And going forward, the nation needs it. The nation needs a strong Republican Party. The nation needs a party that that is based upon fundamental principles of conservatism. And I am committed and dedicated to ensuring that that's how this party goes forward, and I plan to lead the fight to do that.
And that's Liz Cheney. She lost her job as number three in the Republican Party in the House of Representatives by voice vote today, and she's lashing out at President Trump. Crazy. And she knows the way of the Republican Party, and you don't. Although the majority seems to have disagreed in the Republican caucus of the House of Representatives. It's not like she's looking for work. You know, she's still a member of the House of Representatives, member of Congress and all that. She's no longer in the leadership. And, you know, the Washington Post is on her side, because if you're labeled a Republican, but you say anti-Republican things kind of all the time, then the Washington Post is going to back you, because they like to sow chaos inside the ranks of the Republican Party. They've been doing this for years. Nothing new there. So she is out. And happy Wednesday once again. We are, of course, at 888-630-9625. 888-630-9625 is the telephone number here. And absolutely free, toll-free and otherwise free to you. But that is by far not the biggest story of the day. We've got all kinds of big stories today. We've got war and mayhem in Israel because Trump is gone, and feckless, gelatinous, spineless, weak sister Joe Biden is in the White House, and things aren't going well. Things aren't going well economically in the United States. What do we have, 8.1 or 8.4 million job openings? I think it's 8.1. 8.1 million job openings, the Biden White House and the Democrats are sending checks out to people. Let's see, $300 a week, $1,200 a month, $2,400 a month if you got two people collecting the checks. People aren't looking for work like they need it because the Biden administration is sending everybody, in many cases, more than they're making if they go back to work. And so employers are having trouble finding employees, or as the news media now refers to us, workers. We now refer to doctors, brain surgeons, as healthcare workers, because we've Sovietized the English language for the benefit of the Democratic Party. So we've got all kinds of mayhem going on, really from east to west and north to south. We've got mayhem, war, and death in Israel. We've got, 35 at least Israelis killed, reportedly 43 Palestinians killed, including 13 children. Of course, the Israelis targeting very carefully, trying to avoid civilian casualties. The Palestinian goal is to kill as many civilian Jews as possible because they're genocidal racists and they're terrorists, just by the way. Israel just wants to live in peace. You know, it's the old adage, if the Palestinians were to lay down their arms, they would live in peace. There would be peace. If the Israelis were to lay down their arms, there would be genocide. That's a straight-up fact. That's the way it is. The Democrats, including Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, very much in the camp of the Hamas, backed by Iran, terrorist, radical Islamic, genocidal jihadis. The AOC, very much in favor of the terrorist side and not the American ally, Israel, the Democratic multicultural, you know, they care very much about diversity. Let's go look at the diversity of the Gaza and the West Bank. And then let's look at the diversity of the rest of Israel, shall we? Because the Democrats, everything they say is a lie, basically. And they say they're for diversity. They don't know what the word means. It's an old wooden ship. Honestly, this is so we've got, again, President Trump for peace deals in the Middle East, plus one out of Europe with Israel. And President Trump moved the U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. The Democrats told us that would lead to war. No, it turns out having Biden in the White House leads to war. Having Trump in the White House leads to peace. Peace through strength, war through weakness. I don't know how many times we need to see this movie. We need to learn the same lesson over and over and over again, because the Democrats erase their memories every day like men in black. Like these are not the droids you're looking for from that other thing. And we also have the energy crisis on the East Coast of the United States. The Democrats now, and the Democrats are on the side of the energy crisis, by the way. That includes AOC, who really runs the Democrat Party and all of that. And what is it? We had Victor call in and say, it's a, what are we, what day are we, guys, into the Biden administration from January 20th to today? Well, America held hostage day 112, because it is already getting quite crazy. We've got gas lines in state after state from Dallas, Houston, Texas, up the Gulf Coast and up the East Coast of the United States. This pipeline that carries as much energy as Germany uses. All right. Every day, this pipeline pumps as much energy as the country of Germany uses. And it's about 43% of the oil and gas for the East Coast of the United States. And it's already created a calamity. Now, even the PBS, Panhandle Broadcasting, suckling on the taxpayer teat, Judy Driftwood and all those people, they had one of their experts on yesterday who said he and in U.S. intelligence believes that it's the GRU, Russian intelligence, backing this gang of miscreants that is behind the hack of the Colonial Pipeline that's led to Jimmy Carter days on the East Coast. And honestly, people are already talking about lining up on alternate days of the week, which had to do under Jimmy Carter. And you get gas if your license plate ends in an odd number today and if it ends in an even number tomorrow. That's what we had to do during the energy crisis, Jimmy Carter, because weakness and fecklessness leads to all kinds of mayhem. President Trump not only led to that, created his son-in-law, Kushner, led to four peace deals with Israel and Arab nations. Moved the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. The Democrats told us that would lead to war. That was a lie. All of that was a lie. Trump was going to lead to war in the Middle East. Trump led to more peace in the Middle East than we've had in decades. And now Joe Biden's in. And I was reading this ridiculous piece today in the Washington Post. And who is the dim-witted David Ignatius? Building Back Better. That's the headline. Another Joe Biden bumper sticker. Water carrier much there, David? Building back better in the Middle East, he says, when Biden administration officials, nameless, you know, not high level, traveled this month to Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Egypt, Iraq, and other Middle Eastern nations. You notice they left out Israel? They saw a striking change. Like the United States, these countries seem to have learned the limits of military power and instead stressing domestic economic growth and prosperity. See how he takes a shot at the United States of America there? And notice that the Biden sent the junior people not even to Israel. Why is that? That's kind of an amazing thing. In fact, if you look a little closer at this, you'll see that Secretary of State Antony Blinken, he's not even Anthony, he's Antony. Antony Blinken, on what was this, April 7th, he tweeted out very proudly, "We are pleased to announce the resumption of U.S. assistance to the Palestinian people." They're using it to kill the Jews now. Thanks, Biden. It will provide important humanitarian relief and promote, it'll provide ammo and rockets, and it will kill Jews. And everybody knows that, except idiots, and this pond is stocked with idiots. And promote regional prosperity and stability. It's, of course, led to precisely the opposite. While advancing American values, exactly the opposite, precisely and exactly the opposite. Now, this comes also after, what was it today? Israel, here's the headline of the week. Israel calls on Biden administration to stay out of Jerusalem crisis. Now, how does that happen? This is Axios, left-wing rag. Israel calls on Biden administration, that is to say the United States of America, to stay out of Jerusalem crisis because they don't see the Biden administration of the United States as an ally. They see the Biden administration of the United States as a problem, and they're correct in reading it that way because the Democratic Party is anti-Israel, and they are pro-Hamas. They are pro-Iran. They are pro, honestly, radical Islam over Israel, and they're not on our side. The Biden administration and Israel clashed over a recent escalation of violence between security forces and Palestinians at a holy site in Jerusalem. They always trash everything, the Palestinian radical terrorist murder groups. And Hamas is a terror group backed by Iran. And Iran, of course, is using the money and the tens of billions given to them by the Obama-Biden administration, which they've been using to kill people throughout the region and beyond. And Israel is asking the White House not to intervene, according to Israeli officials. Now, this is, Axios left-wing rag points out, this is the first major crisis between Israel and the Palestinians that the Biden administration has had to deal with. And you may have noticed there were 4 years of peace under the Trump administration, and there were peace deals popping up all over the Arab world with Israel under the Trump administration. And now what do we have? Barely 3 months in, we've got buildings collapsing and giant bombs and civilians being massacred and people running for cover and, you know, children dying and mothers crying and the usual stuff. You know, who was it? Golda Meir, I think, decades ago, of the Palestinians. They cut these. HBO has another fake movie on, fake documentary on this month about Bill Clinton's Middle East peace deal, which, you know, didn't hold water for a month. But never mind that. They still celebrate it, and they love Yasser Arafat, who lied constantly when speaking in English and told the truth constantly when speaking in Arabic. He'd give two different speeches, one in English and one in Arabic. One was he's all for peace, and the other was he's all for war and genocide. Never mind any of that. But it is just extraordinary that the Democrats come in and there's war and mayhem. Oh, and as Golda Meir said, after one war being attacked by the Palestinians who don't want peace. But the Democrats say, oh, no, you have to wait for the Palestinians to want peace. You should wait for, you know, that's not going to happen. And she said, we can forgive you for killing our children. She said to, I believe it was Yasser Arafat even back then. We can forgive you for killing our children, but we will never forgive you for making our children kill your children. That's the difference between civilization and not civilization. So let me get back to the, because this energy thing, the energy crisis, the gas shortages and so on that the Biden administration is doing nothing about. And even PBS is saying that it looks like it's the Russian GRU intelligence service under Vladimir Putin that is pulling the strings behind the curtain of this colonial pipeline attack. All right. And it has cut off 43% of oil and gas to the East Coast. It's caused a major crisis across the country, but certainly especially on the East Coast. State of emergencies have been declared in Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, and Virginia. More to come. The EPA has provided emergency waivers for Pennsylvania, Delaware, Maryland, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, Florida, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, and Washington, D.C., which is not a state. It's pandemonium. There are gas lines. We were texting. We have family in and around the Atlanta area, and in the Atlanta area, my nieces and nephews and brothers-in-law and sisters-in-law and so on. And, they're telling us where they are, the gas stations around them are closed. They have no gasoline. They just have no gas. And that's kind of a problem. And there are long lines, and there are people bringing gas cans because they believe, and not foolishly, that the next time they come back, the gas stations will be closed. And the Biden administration yesterday said, well, you know, they don't really plan on taking any action, and, oh, it may be Russia, but we don't really know, and we're not going to. PBS says it's the GRU, which means it's Putin, and forget about the front group, it's the Russian government, waging an asymmetric war against the United States because there is a weak, feckless, fake leader in the White House who doesn't know what day of the week it is, who's being manipulated by people with the brains of children like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who have no understanding of history and no understanding of economics. But other than that, Boston University should ask for their diploma back from her. Now, we've got domestic and foreign crises all over the place, and it's Joe Biden's fault. Can I just say it's Joe Biden's fault? We got a lot of good stuff coming up on this, too. Hey, are you still going to the post office? These wacky times, you're still going to the post office? Still paying full price for postage? Well, thanks to Stamps.com, you don't have to anymore. You can mail and ship anytime, anywhere, right from your computer. from home, from the office. You can send letters, ship packages, and pay a whole lot less money, too, with the discounted rates that you get from Stamps.com. Through UPS and the United States Postal Service, save money, save time. Stamps.com saves businesses thousands of hours and tons of money every year. You simply use your computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere in the world you want to send it. Once your mail's ready, you just schedule a pickup or you drop it off. It's that easy. With Stamps.com, you also get discounted rates of up to 40% off of post office rates, up to 66% off of UPS shipping rates. Stamps.com is obviously a no-brainer. It saves you time. It saves you money. No wonder more than 1 million small businesses already use Stamps.com. Stop wasting time. Stop wasting money going to the post office. Go with Stamps.com instead. There's no risk for you. And with my promo code PLANT, you also get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale with no long-term commitments or contracts. You just go to Stamps.com. You click on the microphone in the top of the homepage. Then you type in PLANTE. That's Stamps.com. The promo code is PLANT. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again. Yeah, I've got great stuff on this, including audio on the energy crisis, the Biden energy crisis. We got the Biden Middle East crisis. We got the Biden border crisis. We've got the Biden economic crisis, the employment crisis, the jobs crisis. Now we've got the Biden energy crisis inflicted by the Russians because they know they can slap this guy around. They never would have tried this under Trump, and this never would have happened in Israel under Trump. Peace deals were breaking out all over. Now the left is back in charge. The world is coming apart once again at the seams.
There's only one Chris Plant, The Chris Plant Show.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Let's hear another success story. This one comes to us from Stacker Derek.
You guys are the best, and it's because of you I now understand retirement accounts, money in general, and how poorly the guests are treated when they show up. I really don't know where I would be without you. Thank you for 1500, and here's to another 1500 if Doug can survive that long without pay.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
Yeah, so the Biden administration is on the side of Hamas. I'm on the side of Israel. Biden administration is on the side of Iran. I'm on the side of Israel. The Trump administration created 4 Mideast peace deals, Arab nations and Israel peace deals. But never mind all of that, because, you know how that is. Let's go quickly. Let's go to Rich, calling from Niles, Illinois. Rich, I only got about a minute for you, but I wanted to get you on while you were there. Hey, Rich.
Hi, good morning. This shutdown of that pipeline is just a godsend because it's going to show people what growing green is going to be. They won't have any gasoline for their cars. They won't have any natural gas to heat their homes, and they'll have to live in pup tents, and that's the idea of decreasing the carbon footprint.
Well, you're 100% right, of course. I mean, this is a de facto Green New Deal being implemented with the help of Russian intelligence, according to Public Broadcasting last night in their NewsHour show. And this is a backdoor, you know, who needs legislation? And I've got more for you on this, Rich. You know, just across Lake Michigan from you is the state of Michigan, and they have that awful Gretchen Whitmer. Wait till you hear this.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
John brings his skewed sense of humor. Jeff brings tips to cut strokes off your next round. Together, it's those weekend golf guys.
They'll pay a lot of money to PXG and Titleist and Callaway and on and on and on. Right? How many yards do you think you're going to pick up with that extra driver? I think I can get an extra 5 to 10. What if I give you 15 to 20? You pay me more.
Jeff Smith teaches on the sliding scale.
Those Weekend Golf Guys, the podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Yes. So we've got cities on the East Coast, Raleigh, the Raleigh-Durham era, Metro Raleigh, 72% of gas stations reportedly without gasoline. And what is it? Charlotte also without gasoline. Some huge percentage of gas stations without gasoline. In the United States of America, you know, this is not some third world country just yet. But brace yourselves, gird your loins. The you know, the Biden administration came in and killed the Keystone XL pipeline, right? Which had a link to Canada. Canada was very angry, very upset, but they're Canadian, so they don't get too upset. They just go out and shoot some pucks in the backyard or something like that. Now we've got this Democrat lunatic in Michigan, the governor there. Her name is Gretchen Whitmer. She is she's the one that banned seeds when people were locked at home. Remember this? You couldn't grow carrots or onions in your backyard because Gretchen Whitmer said so. She they all have really authoritarian instincts, and you give them a thimble full of power, they abuse it before the sun goes down. Now, today we get this out of Michigan. Michigan orders closure of pipeline in escalating dispute with Canada. While the governor, Democrat Gretchen Whitmer, says the line is a ticking time bomb, the company says Line 5 has never experienced a leak. It's, you know, they've only had this thing going since 1953, but she's demanding that they shut it down by the end of today, the close of business today. Canada is furious once again. And by the way, they're cutting off, it would cut off energy supplies for Canada to Canada. The state of Michigan has told a Canadian energy company that it must shut down a controversial oil and gas pipeline by Wednesday amid growing fears that a spill would be catastrophic to the region. Now, wait a minute. Why are you afraid there would be a spill? Well, because there's a pipeline there. It goes under the water, and you can't have that. And it's a controversial pipeline. This is The Guardian out of the UK. They're upset because, you know, Canada's part of the whatever. They still pretend to have an empire or something. A feud with Canada, which threatens to strain relations between the two nations. The company's refusal to comply with the order and swift support from top Canadian officials highlighted the politicized nature of the pipelines, well, only by the left in the United States, which campaigners have used as a target in the fight against, here it is, climate change. For nearly 67 years, Enbridge has moved oil and natural gas from Western Canada through Michigan and the Great Lakes to refineries in the province of Ontario. But Michigan, Democrat governor there, says one section of the pipeline, Line 5, is too risky to continue operating. Now, this whole thing is, and it's just out of nowhere, it's because left-wing, radical, extremist groups are demanding this, and Market Watch has a story, it's actually an Associated Press story. Canadian Energy Transport Company has vowed to defy Governor Whitmer's order to halt operations of the line which moves oil through northern Wisconsin and Michigan. By the way, this is a federal deal that has was cobbled together in 1953. And she doesn't actually, and this is what Canada is saying and the company is saying, that she doesn't have the legal authority to order a shutdown. And now she says she's going to steal their money. Listen to this. The Associated Press, Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, threatened Tuesday to go after Enbridge's profits from the Great Lakes oil pipeline if the company defies her order to shut it down. The Democratic governor issued the warning in a letter to the Canadian Energy Transport Company on the eve of a state-imposed deadline to halt operation of Line 5, which moves oil through northern Wisconsin, Michigan to refineries in Ontario. Enbridge, the company, repeated its intention to defy Whitmer's demand. The nearly four-mile-long section of Line 5 divides into two pipes that cross the bottom of the Straits of Mackinac, which connects Lake Michigan and Lake Huron, as any school child can tell you. Whitmer, backed by environmentalists and native tribes, extremists and radicals on both counts, says the segment is vulnerable to a catastrophic spill in the cold, swirling channel, even though, you know, it hasn't done anything since. She revoked an easement last November that Michigan had granted in 1953 for the pipes to occupy the lake bottom and ordered them closed on May 12th. That's today, all right? So here we go again. Another Democrat, another pipeline trying to shut down more sources of energy. And Canada is rightly furious with this because, you know, Biden came in and he shut down the Keystone XL pipeline, which went into Canada. And they're not only sticking it to the Canadians, they're sticking it to the American people. These are Democrats. They're not on our side. They're just not on our side. And honestly, this is backdoor Green New Deal. They want to make gas and energy very, very expensive. You remember Barack Obama famously said that energy is talking about gas, natural gas to, you know, cook food in your home, your grandmother making pies, said that energy costs would skyrocket, he said, under his plan of cap and trade. And they're doing this by backdoor means now. And they're just sort of slipping it to us, slipping us the FID, as they say in the Navy. All right, let's go to, so the Democrats are anti-energy. They're, you know, the economy runs on abundant and inexpensive energy, abundant and affordable energy. President Trump accomplished energy independence for the first time in our history. And here we are, America held hostage. And how many days later? We have gas lines. We have states of emergency being declared in state after state. We have the EPA giving emergency waivers to many more states. We've got gas stations running out of gas, things we haven't seen since Jimmy Carter was president. And the news media loves it. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Mark calling from Reston, Virginia. Marcus, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Chris Plant.
Mark.
My verbal brother in arms. Thank you so much for what you do. So all the reporting here is that the Russians attacked the Colonial Pipeline. Mm-hmm. And, of course, who's telling me this? The news media is telling me this. Well, where are they getting their information from? Well, I'm assuming the intelligence community. Mm-hmm. Well, my confidence in the intelligence community has been completely shot. Mm-hmm. God forbid they were getting information from the FBI, because I wouldn't believe anything that comes out of the FBI.
Right, right.
So I can't tell you for sure that I believe that the Russians actually did do this. For all I know, it's some crazy leftists here in our own country. Mm-hmm. And plus, I didn't even know. You just informed me about Whitmer and this crazy deal. How long has that pipeline been operational? Now, all of a sudden, there might be a catastrophic spill.
Right.
I get in my car every day. I might get into a catastrophic accident in my car every day. I still
exactly
get my
right.
car and drive.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's
I don't know.
Exactly
I
right.
just don't know what to think other than I believe it when I see it, I guess, or when there's real proof positive. And the fact that the president hasn't come out and said anything and basically boo on it when this is an absolute natural or a national security threat of the highest order.
Yep.
I mean, the people, it's very laissez-faire the way they're approaching it as far as statements and intentions. We should know who did this, and there should be severe consequences.
Yep. Newt Gingrich was talking about declaring it a crime punishable by death, and you know, Barack Obama and Joe Biden started the practice of targeted killings overseas. They used to, not so long ago, condemn Israel for that until they started doing it themselves, the Democrats, and including American citizens without due process. There were jihadis, but they got no due process. And I don't know if you heard this earlier, but last night on the PBS NewsHour, the Panhandler Broadcasting System, suckling on the taxpayer teat, they had Judy Driftwood on, and Judy Driftwood introduced their guy, Bill Brangham, and is an expert and all that. Bill Brangham came on and said the cyber attack, you know, this Russian group called DarkSide. And he says the Biden administration yesterday strongly hinted that the Russian government, perhaps through its notorious spy agency, the GRU, might have also been involved. And Michael Weiss, an investigative reporter who's writing a book on the GRU, and they go to Michael Weiss, who says, yeah, it looks like the GRU, you know, kind of a branch of the what used to be the KGB. And these GRU people are also responsible for firing these microwave weapons at the heads of U.S. diplomats in Cuba and causing permanent brain damage. And these are very sinister actors. And their role in the world is to prepare Russia for war with the West, all right, in particular the United States, but the West more generally. And, you know, President Trump recognized that there were threats, there were bad guys, and they're not our friends. The Biden administration, as has been the case with Democrats for most of my life, pandered to the enemies of the United States and undermined the United States at every possible turn. Now, the reality is we do have this hack going on, and I would like to see, and I understand exactly what you're saying, Mark, and millions of people agree. You know, the FBI told us. I remember when the FBI used to be reliable. You could say, well, you know, take that to the bank. It's like the CDC. Oh, it's fewer than 10% of COVID transmissions happen outdoors. Now it may be 0.1% rather than 10%, which is kind of a big difference, and especially given what we did to our economy and everything here to respond to the Chinese, the virus from the city of Wuhan, China. And, you know, the Chinese lied to the World Health Organization about it, and the Democrats and the media, but I repeat myself, put down cover smoke for the Chinese in this instance, too. And, you know, and we've got even yesterday Anthony Fauci saying, yeah, it could have come from the laboratory in Wuhan. So you can't believe the CDC. You can't believe the FBI. And you're right. You can't believe the U.S. intelligence community. And it used to be that leftists never believed the U.S. intelligence community in the first place. Now they treat the U.S. intelligence community, now that they've proved to be corrupt and skew left, they now trust the U.S. Anything comes from an anonymous intelligence source to the Washington Post, David Ignatius, who's a stooge for the intelligence community and has been for decades. They've been using him to spread disinformation forever, and he's happy to lap it up and, you know, collect Lucite blocks for his fine work. And you're right, the confidence crisis in the United States of America is one of the great crises that we have to confront, that so many millions of us no longer have confidence in so many different institutions because they've proved to be less than trustworthy. Just scratching the surface on that. Yeah, so, Mark, you're 100% right. But, you know, PBS is saying GRU, and they've got their experts, and they're saying the Biden administration hinted strongly. They didn't really hint strongly, but these guys talk to their pals. They're, you know, dating behind the curtain in many instances. And they the GRU is behind it. And you've got the darknet people that you can only find on DarkSide, and they're behind it. But who's behind them? And there's another fun fact about this DarkSide organization, and I did some research on this yesterday as well. It turns out that the DarkSide organization, let me go to the International Business Times, but it did a big story on this. hacking group behind pipeline attack identified. Who is DarkSid? And they do a pretty good job of summing up what is generally accepted, at least. DarkSid's target list, and they've been working for quite some time, has never included companies from former Soviet countries. Any country that was part of the Soviet Union appears to be immune from attack by this DarkSid group. And also, they go on and they say any East Bloc country, no East Bloc countries, no former Soviet countries have been targeted by this group. And that's just a coincidence, I'm sure. No Ukraine, no Russia, no Putin friends, no Putin, no former Soviet countries have been targeted by this group. And why would that be exactly? You know, Putin plays a power and influence game 24/7, and it's really something to watch what's going on here. It honestly is. And Mark, thank you very much for the call. You're not alone. There is a big confidence problem in America. Let's go to let's go back to the phones. Oh, let's go to Mike the Lib. Mike the Lib is here. Mike the Lib, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Yes, Chris. Basically, the pipeline people have got to have some manual overrides because we were able to operate pipelines before we had computers. But the companies basically automated everything to save money. They, they laid off employees. Uh-huh. So we're much more vulnerable. We don't have the capability of doing anything manually anymore. Everything has to be done by automation.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And, so Putin definitely did this.
And Putin definitely did this.
Nothing happens in Russia without Putin's authority. Mm-hmm. Putin has to give the go-ahead.
Well, why is the White House, and do you have a background in this, Mike the Lib?
Yes.
What? How so?
How so?
Yeah, how so? How so? What's your background in this?
I was a Soviet analyst at the beginning of my career.
For who?
I studied the Soviet military industrial complex.
Uh-huh. Okay.
All right. And I also understand Soviet deception and denial methods. Also, I understand that they use front companies. I understand that they basically use decoys. Uh-huh. They basically use deception a lot, and they use uh-huh. cutouts.
Yeah.
So their hands are not directly on anything. So
were you with
they
a
use
think
a hacker
tank?
Group.
Were you with a think tank or a university or something?
No, I was a government analyst.
Okay.
I was Department of Defense analyst.
Okay, and a Sovietologist, as they used to say, and a Soviet expert. And
I started out there, yes, and then became a Russian, and then became a Middle Eastern mm-hmm. analyst.
Okay, all right, and you think that this stinks of Putin? It's got Putin all over it, and
oh yes, definitely.
Well, why doesn't the White House just say that?
They basically said it.
What
are you going to say? Yes, Putin, a hacker group in Russia did it. Putin, arrest this hacker group. If you don't arrest this hacker group, we know it's you. Okay?
We played the audio yesterday.
Basically, we have to get our vulnerabilities in order. We have too much automation. That's why they don't hack in Eastern Europe, and they don't hack in the former Soviet Union.
That's why.
They don't have that same vulnerability. Also, they don't have any money to basically pay these people.
Minor
so,
problems.
Yes, they go after the West because we have the cryptocurrency, and that's what they're able to get.
Well,
and
because we're their enemy. We're their enemy. We're their target.
No, they're after money, plus they're after influence.
Yeah, and we're their enemy, and Ukraine is not. Well, Ukraine, they're going to take it over.
They basically shut down Ukraine's power at times, but it's harder to do it there. Like I said, they're not automated.
Well,
you basically
I wonder if that you think that hurt the Biden family operation yeah. since they were working for Burisma, the oil and gas company in Ukraine. These are very corrupt people. Mike the Lib, ladies and gentlemen, Mike the Lib.
I'm a Russian intelligence officer, and I want you to betray your country.
There's only one Chris Plant, the Chris Plant Show.
We'll be right back.
The Bigger Pockets portfolio of podcasts are worthy of your investment.
We're having a real conversation as real estate investors.
New episodes available every day.
It's important to buy where it makes money and not necessarily where you want to travel to.
Bigger Pockets, On the Market, Rookie Real Estate, or Money Podcast.
The purpose of flipping is to create more cash so then you can reinvest into other types of properties.
The Bigger Pockets Podcast, on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Yes. All right. Let's see. Let's go back to the telephones. I've got audio I'm going to share with you from yesterday. Government officials being real snakes and weasels on the matter of the pipeline and all of that. Let's go to Paul calling from Bethesda, Maryland. Paolo, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris. I love your show. The left has taught us some key things over the past 4 years with Trump, and they like conspiracies. So what if this whole pipeline thing is a Biden drummed up thing to push the Green New Deal?
Well, you're not alone in raising that question. Certainly it does move them closer to the end zone where they want to be, and that is not using oil and gas, right?
Correct.
You see Biden cut off the Keystone Pipeline day one. You see the Russians allegedly and the GRU and Biden saying, oh, we have no reason to believe it's the Russians. And you got this Russian group, DarkSide, which never attacks East Bloc countries. And, it's a tangled web to be sure. But in the end, it moves the Democrats closer to where they want to be, which is you don't have oil and gas or it's very, very expensive for you to fill your tank, and of course for truckers and to get food to the grocery store, and everything becomes more expensive. Corn becomes more expensive. Every can of beans you buy is more expensive. Milk is more expensive. Everything is more expensive. You going back and forth to work is more expensive. Heating your home, cooking dinner, more expensive, more expensive. And the idea that the left has is that then you'll use less of all of that. And you'll buy a Tesla, from Elon Musk, who they say they hate. Then you got to plug your car in and, charge it with a coal-fired plant, because that's how that works.